Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 7th. You'll be interested to know. 97 years ago today, in 1928, sliced bread was sold for the first time by the Chillicothe Baking Company in Chillicothe, Missouri. This innovation, made possible by Otto Rowetter's bread slicing machine, revolutionized the baking industry and transformed daily life, making it easier for families to enjoy uniformly sliced bread. The phrase "the greatest thing since sliced bread" originated from this remarkable achievement, symbolizing the impact of this simple yet profound invention. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, which may create some minor bumps as the day progresses. Conditions will likely become choppy later with increasing wind speeds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 feet just before 9:30 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features inconsistent surf, starting with choppy 3+ to waves on Tuesday, with inundated winds at 7 mph. Conditions improve slightly on Wednesday, offering fair surf around 2+ hefty. By Thursday morning, expect clean 2-foot waves, transitioning to fair conditions with southwest winds. Overall, conditions vary from choppy to fair, making for a mixed surf experience. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:03 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with temperatures climbing to about 75 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 5 a.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low of 64, along with gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs near 77 and 79, respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 65. Thursday stays mostly sunny and warms up to 80. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 76. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Maricosta College has received a grant of $1.2 million to help address the nursing shortage in San Diego and California. The region faces a significant deficit of registered nurses, with close to 2,000 job openings in the past year and only about 1,000 local graduates available. Dr. Yvette Duncan stated Miracosta College is committed to training highly skilled, compassionate nurses. The grant will enhance enrollment, develop an apprenticeship program, and invest in advanced training equipment. The shortage is expected to escalate to 44,500 nurses by 2030, highlighting the urgent need for action. Now on to sports. In a groundbreaking move, Guggenheim Partners CEO Mark Walter has finalized a $10 billion deal to purchase the Los Angeles Lakers, solidifying his status as a major player in sports. Walter, known for his driven nature and commitment to excellence, has also made significant acquisitions, including the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chelsea Football Club. With a personal fortune estimated in the 10 figures, Walter's investments extend to diverse sectors, from sports to technology. His calculated approach emphasizes long-term gains, ensuring he remains a powerful force in the evolving landscape of professional sports. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Friars clinched a 4-1 victory over the Rangers. Tatis Jr. was clutch, tying the game in the third and doubling in the go-ahead run in the fourth. Hart secured the win, pitching 5 innings with just 1 earned run, while Suarez closed with his 25th save. The Padres improved to 48-41, showcasing strong defense and timely hitting to top Texas and take 2 of 3 in the series. Tonight, the Friars host the Diamondbacks at Petco for Game 1 of a 4-game series. Nick Cavetta, with a 3.25 earned run average, faces Zach Gallen, sporting a 4.51. First pitch is at 6:40 in San Diego, with a pleasant 73 degrees under clear skies. In top news, the olive oil crisis deepens as climate change disrupts this once low-stress crop. In Greece, thieves are now stealing olives, driven by desperation amid rising temperatures. Olives, vital to Greek culture and economy, have seen escalating thefts, with one mill losing 37 tons worth, more than $300,000. The harvest for 2023 to 2024 was alarmingly low, prompting some farmers to abandon their groves. Olive oil production, crucial for the nation, faces challenges from climate impacts, labor shortages, and rising costs, leaving the future precarious. In business news, South Florida is now being labeled as the epicenter of housing weakness in the United States. Recent analysis from Bloomberg reveals a significant drop in home buying contracts in cities like Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach, with pending sales in Miami plummeting by 23%. Homes are taking longer to sell, averaging 81 days in Miami, compared to the national average of 40 days. While Florida's housing market is under strain, the median home sale price in the U.S. still increased by 1.3% year over year, indicating a complex national landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $109,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $2,600. And XRP is unchanged at $2.27. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Meet Siam Parekh, a software engineer who is gaining attention across the tech startup landscape. On social media, people jest that he is supporting modern digital infrastructure single-handedly. Recently, Suhail Doshi, founder of the AI design tool Playground, revealed that Parekh had been working multiple jobs simultaneously, leading several startups to share similar stories. Perek admitted he had to work 140 hours a week out of necessity due to financial struggles. Despite his controversial past, he has now secured a position at Darwin, an AI video remixing startup, with their CEO praising his talent. And in entertainment news, in The Old Guard 2, directed by Victoria Mahoney, the sequel to the beloved Netflix superhero film, we reunite with our immortals, including Andromache, portrayed by Charlize Theron. The film opens with the return of Quinn, played by Veronica Ngo, who has harbored anger after centuries of entrapment. While the sequel attempts to capture the emotional depth of its predecessor, it falls short, feeling like a collection of half-measures and surface-thin character development. Additionally, the lack of a satisfying conclusion leaves audiences hanging, creating disappointment rather than anticipation for a future installment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Henry Ford. And he said, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.